This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا أَمَّا بَعْدٍ Dear respective brothers and sisters, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Eid, they would congratulate one another by saying, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, and may Allah azza wa jalla accept from you also. Brothers and sisters, the Salaf, the three golden generations, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the month of Ramadan, for a whole 6 months, they would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their actions for them. The actions that they need to do in the month of Ramadan, the siyam, the qiyam, and the dua. So brothers and sisters, let us not be heedless after the month of Ramadan has departed by being oblivious about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make dua for Him. Allah wants us to make dua asking Him to accept our actions that we used to do in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, it's a day of happiness. It's a day of enjoying yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned an authentic hadith that was narrated by Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, يوم عرفة ويوم النحر أيام التشريق And another narration, يوم الفطر هن أيام أكل وشرب These are the days of eating and drinking. So if a person wants to act smart and fast on this day, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, ومن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني Whoever desires other than my sunnah, then this person is not from me. So brothers and sisters, enjoy yourself. Make this a day of happiness. Make this a day of going out to the restaurants and eating and drinking after depriving your stomachs for a whole 30 days. In the Somali language they say, Aloshabu Farhi. In the Arabic language they say, Akrim Batnak. Honor your stomachs. And in the Urdu language they say, Fedki Kushkaro. So brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, enjoy yourself. There's another very important point, brothers and sisters, that I want to mention that is very, very important, and I apologize for gate crashing the party, because brothers and sisters, we, the Muslim Ummah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Al-Mu'minu lil-Mu'min kal-Bunyan, yashuddu ba'daha ba'da. The believers are like one building. Each part of the building strengthens the other. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عَضْوٌ تَدَاعَى مِنْهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّارِ وَالْحُمَّى If one part of the body is hurting, is going through pain, then the rest of the body goes through that pain as well. Brothers and sisters, we are all aware that a lot of our brothers and sisters in many places of the world, they are currently suffering. We were able to go to Toys R Us, W.H. Smith. We were able to go to Argos and buy presents for our kids. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of kids today, they have been pulled out of the rubble, there's videos going around. We see this empty Ramadan, they don't even have bread to eat. Brothers and sisters, it is very hard for us to celebrate on the day of Eid without having this on the back of our mind. Why? Because they are part of us, they are our brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, until when can we see the Muslim Ummah suffering? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time and time again, he told us in his prophetic tradition. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran, when we can attain that, when we can attain that happiness, when we can gain authority upon the face of this earth. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, and also Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahumullah ta'ala ajma'een, mentioned a very powerful statement. He said, ما قرأت شيئا يغذي العقل والروح ويحفظ الجسم ويضمن السعادة أكثر من إدامة النظر في كتاب الله. I haven't seen anything that brings happiness to the heart also preserves also brings happiness, and also it preserves the body more than looking in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when we look in the book of Allah azza wa jal, He tells us when we can attain that happiness, when the Muslims are going to be established on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever from the male and the female, they do good deeds, and they also believe that these people are going to be given a happy life. Brothers and sisters, today you find that we are humiliated. There's so many of us Muslims in the world today, but we are suffering so much. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about this cure in an authentic hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ بِأَذْنَابِ الْبَقَرِ. The moment you start having river-based dealing, and you also start chasing the dunya, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْزَرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ. And you become satisfied with the dunya that you have, and then you also leave of jihad. Before someone gets the wrong end of the stick, I am not saying go join ISIS or Shabab or all these other terrorist groups, that the religion of Islam has absolutely nothing for. Rather, we are not sympathetic, rather we don't become apologetic of that which is mentioned in the Quran. Rather, at the same time, we don't become extreme and start adding to the religion that which has nothing to do with it. So it's very, very important that we know that the intended purpose behind this hadith is not what is happening today, that people are making part of an Islam, and an Islam is totally free from. So going back to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, once you leave this off, and then what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down upon you a humiliation, لا ينزعه عنكم حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم, until you come back to religion. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this mithal, this example. When we look today, how many thousands of people, they came out for the Eid prayer. A prayer that is sunnatul mu'akkada. It is a prayer that is sunnatul mu'akkada. But when you look at the Fajr prayer in Jama'ah, how many Muslims, they established the congregation in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A basic command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us with. If we can't do that as a Muslim ummah, then when do we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this humiliation, this suffering from the Muslim ummah? Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that if you want this humiliation to be removed, you will have to come back to religion. Go back to the basics of establishing the religion, your salawat, your basic things in your religion. Another important thing, brothers and sisters, that I want to mention, and this is mainly directed to our youth. We found that in the last 10 days, the best days of this dunya, we have some of our youngsters, every single year, they are planning the ma'asi, the sins, that they are going to be doing on the day of Eid. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ لَا يُحْصَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَهُوَ عِيدٌ. Every day where you don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the day of Eid. Brothers and sisters, we've tried so hard. We've strived in the month of Ramadan. Do not destroy your actions on this day. We should be a day of celebration, a day of dhikr, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to us. Brothers and sisters, how many reminders do we need? Recently we had the Grenfell Tower, where Muslims and non-Muslims, they were burnt down. It was something that brought a lot of sorrow to our hearts. A few days later, if that wasn't a big enough reminder, the Finisbury Park deaths that took place. We're having a reminder after another reminder. I have never ever seen a Ramadan that was so action-packed, that had so many incidents taking place. It's a reminder to us all, brothers and sisters, that test could come to us anytime. You are not going to get a message on Facebook or a WhatsApp message or a Twitter or Instagram or from the angel of death, Malakul Maut, telling you that you're going to pass away in the next 10 minutes. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, يَأْتِيكُمْ بَغْتَ. It will come to you unexpectedly. So you youngsters, wallahi, we love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment today, when you start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shisha bar you're going to be going, the girl that you're going to meet,
I ask you to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to think about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could take away your soul while you are engaging in that sin. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, we have seen time and time again people who have passed away on the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, and they had alcohol in their mouths. These are Muslims. They were people who maybe had music on in their cars, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away your life. Imagine to yourself, on this day, you say to yourself, it's only one day that I will disobey Allah azza wa jal. You are in the club. You are jumping up and down to the tune of Drake. You are singing his name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes away your soul. Brothers and sisters, it's very, very easy for us to mention the hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever's last statement is لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. There's many people that we know about where mashayikh, teachers, went to them on their deathbed. They tried to make them say لا إله إلا الله. And guess what, brothers and sisters? They weren't able to say this. They weren't able to say this kalima that we all are all able to say right now. I've mentioned this story time and time again. We all know the famous Match of the Day presenter, Alan Shearer. He was like the Ronaldo and the Messi that we have today. Back in the day, there was a young boy who really, really loved Alan Shearer. He woke up Alan Shearer, he went to sleep Alan Shearer. His bed was Alan Shearer, his wallpaper was Alan Shearer. At his deathbed, they tried to come to him to make him say La ilaha illallah. Guess what he said, brothers and sisters? He said, Alan Shearer, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever's excessive in doing a certain action is most likely to die upon that way. If you are a person who engages in sin throughout his days, then brothers and sisters, be aware. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he went on the minbar. He said, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتَ. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, then Muhammad has passed away. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Whoever used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living and he doesn't die. So I say, brothers and sisters, whoever used to worship Ramadan and he only used to engage in ibadat in the month of Ramadan, then Ramadan is finished. Then Ramadan is finished. But whoever used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Lord of all these other 11 months, he is still alive. Brothers and sisters, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the signs of your actions being accepted in the month of Ramadan is that a person continues his actions after the month of Ramadan. You started wearing your hijab in the month of Ramadan. Carry this on. It's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your Ramadan. You started praying in the month of Ramadan. You started fasting. You started changing your bad habits. And then you continued it after the month of Ramadan. It's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, let us not destroy our Ramadan. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, the best angel. Why was he the best angel? Because the Quran came down on him. Then you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best prophet, the best individual to walk on the face of this earth. Jibreel made a dua and the Prophet said Ameen. He asked Allah to accept his dua. What was this dua? رَغِمَ أَنْفُ عَبْدٍ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Wretched is that individual who managed to reach the month of Ramadan and then he wasn't forgiven. We need to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our righteous actions that we were doing in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to take much of your time. I can see that the time has finished and the people are eager to go. Be conscious of what I mentioned, especially our youngsters. Wallahi, it could be the day that you pass away. Do not be from those who had a short khatima. There's videos that go around every now and again of a person who died while he was in his prayer, while reading the Quran. You see, this just happened by chance. Rather, they were people who used to do these people as much. Try and be from these people by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you like them. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غرامة إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. To conclude, I just want to thank inshallah ta'ala some of the police officers who would have probably preferred to be in their beds on a Sunday morning, who have taken the time out to come and safeguard the safety of the Muslims. This is something that they should be thankful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. Whoever doesn't thank the people, he won't be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من أتى إليكم معروفا فكافئوه. Whoever does something good to you, then try to repay him. فإن لم تجدوا ما تكافئون فادعوا له. If you don't find something to pay him back, then make dua for him. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them from those who will become part of his congregation in the next week. Part of the musallim bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala masboon upon the correct path. And the most important thing, brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us jannatul firdaus. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وعيد مبارك.